First of all, congrats on the new addition to the family. Everybody's doing well, is that right?
Everybody's doing well. We got home the other afternoon, so it's nice to be home and back in the gym, but it's nice to have a new addition to the family.
No question. That's making maybe some late night hours for you, isn't it?
Yeah, probably more late night hours for Mom than me, but yeah, I'm sure we'll have some late night hours here coming up in the next couple weeks.
Your basketball schedule's been a hectic one. Going back to the Cattle Trail, you went Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, came out 2-1. I know you would have loved to got that one on Tuesday with Arapaho. You get a rematch tonight, but still for the most part, 2-1 is not too bad.
No, we can't. That's kind of what our goal was, to come out of the Cattle Trail 2-1, and we made that goal. And you go back to that Arapaho game, and that's one that we maybe shouldn't have let slip that we did. But like I told you last time we played Arapaho, every time we step on the court, it's a battle and it's a dogfight, and either one can come out on top. And I was proud of our kids for coming out 2-1 in the Cattle Trail. We met our goal, and now we got to keep rolling the rest of the winter here.
I know if in the two games, Friday and Saturday, came out and played well, came back, and then short turnaround with Al. I'm telling you, Alma team, new coach this year, improved a bunch. Then they're a handful, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're a totally different Alma team than last year, and they've got a lot of good athletes all over the court, and they got some good young talent, and they've got some good seniors that go in there with them, and they pressure up to do a high pressure defense, and man, they shot us out of the gym the other night, and that's a much, much improved Alma team, and hopefully by the next time we see them there in our pack, that we can be a little bit better and play them a little bit closer. But like you said, that's a much improved Alma team. And we maybe didn't play our best basketball that night, and we've got to get to the point where we can come back and with a short turnaround and play consistent basketball, because those last two games in the Cattle Trail, I thought we played very, very well. Now we got to get to the point where we play like that every single night, and not just one night here and one night there.
Two games before Christmas break, including tonight, rematch with Arapaho, and the second time around, I'm sure your kids ready for this one, a little payback revenge game, so to speak, on your home court.
Yeah, they are, and we talked about that right after the Alma game, that we get another shot at Arapaho, and we'd like to have that one back, and here's our opportunity on our home court to get them. And they're a really good basketball team, and we're going to have to do things right to get them, but we have no doubt in our mind that we can come out with a win on this one. But like I said, Coach Strand does a great job over there, but that rematch, and it seems like every year it comes out 1-1, 2-2, however we play each other. So hopefully we can get them tonight on our home court.
What's going to be done the second time around maybe didn't happen the first time?
I think we got to handle their pressure a little bit better, and that's one thing that we've struggled with this year is handling pressure. So in practice, we've really amped up the pressure and kind of went our ones on our ones, tried to give them a little bit better look at handling that pressure. So I think if we handle that pressure, and I think we'll be all right. Our defense is playing decently well right now, and we're shooting the ball well, but if we limit our turnovers and handle that pressure, I think we'll be all right.
Still got a chance to finish the pre-Christmas schedule, winning record. Do you take that?
Yeah, and that was one of our goals. We sat down before the season started. We wanted to be at 500 or a touch above 500, and we have a very good chance of doing that. We got a chance at Arapaho here, and then we got a Southern Valley team that's playing decently well. Had a very tough schedule, but there's no doubt in our minds that we can't come out 2-0 here before Christmas break.